This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. The White House is blaming intelligence officials who leaked information about an alleged Russian bounty program in Afghanistan for potentially blowing almost any chance of coming to a consensus on whether the threat was real. The press secretary, Kayleigh McEnany, Tuesday criticized what she called rogue intelligence officers for putting the lives of U.S. troops in danger while defending the decision not to brief President Donald Trump on what she described as unverified intelligence. Meantime, Democratic lawmakers expressed concern about the administration's handling of the intelligence and specifically its inclination to downplay the possible consequences. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has asked the Taliban to uphold their commitment to cease attacks on American soldiers in Afghanistan. Pompeo held a video conference with the deputy leader of the insurgent group and chief of its political office in Qatar, and the Taliban said the deputy leader reassured Pompeo, "The Taliban does not allow anyone to use Afghanistan to plot attacks against other nations." The New York Times first reported that Trump had been told about the alleged Russian bounties, but did nothing in response. President Trump has denied getting any such briefing. And Chief Executive of Hong Kong, Carrie Lam, led the July 1st ceremony marking the 23rd anniversary of the territory's passing from Britain to China amid protests over the enactment of a national security law. The new law went into effect on Wednesday, punishing crimes of secession, subversion, terrorism, and collusion with foreign forces up to life in prison, touting a more authoritarian era for China's freest city. For more news, join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The European Union said Tuesday visitors from 14 countries may now visit, but not the United States. That's because some of the U.S. states that pushed hardest and earliest to reopen their economies are now in retreat due to an alarming surge in confirmed coronavirus infections. The EU extended its ban on travelers not just from the U.S., but from other big countries such as Russia, Brazil, and India, all of which are seeing rapid rising caseloads. Iranian state television said an explosion from a gas leak in a medical clinic in northern Tehran killed 19 people Tuesday. The state TV said there could be more explosions because there were a number of oxygen tanks remaining in that medical center. Argentina is rolling back its easing of coronavirus restrictions Wednesday, forcing thousands of businesses, including clothing and electrical appliance stores and other retailers, already reeling from the initial shutdown, to close down once again. The revised lockdown applies mainly to Buenos Aires and its metropolitan area, which accounts for the vast majority of new COVID-19 cases. It would last until July 17th. Meantime, Argentine President Alberto Fernandez recently said the country could return to a more stringent quarantine than the one first imposed in March, citing the increase in coronavirus hospitalizations in Buenos Aires and its suburbs. Argentina has confirmed more than 62,200 COVID-19 cases and almost 1,300 deaths. Russian President Vladimir Putin urging citizens to vote for constitutional changes that would allow him to run for president two more times. Putin said the reforms would guarantee stability, security, and prosperity. He made his appeal on the eve of the main and last day of a seven-day nationwide vote that would change the constitution for the first time since 1993. Under the proposed changes, backed by a majority of voters, Putin would be allowed to run for another 2 6-year back-to-back terms after his current term expires in 2024. Haiti reopened its two international airports in Port-au-Prince and Cape Haitien, as well as four official border crossings Tuesday. The airports closed to all non-local flights on March 16th to stop the spread of the coronavirus. For more news, please join us, voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.